But you said you gotta save them. Because you never know. So I put them in the drawer with my step underpants. And I would beg daily, can I please wear my party pants? She said, we'll see. You can wear them, but only on special occasions. It's interesting, isn't it? What is a special occasion? Well, I was 9 years old. I wasn't going, to be a movie star. So occasionally, I got to wear my party pants. But not that often. They just stayed in the drawer and kind of molted. But, you know, the good news is that I still have them. They just don't fit. Well, this might sound like a sad story, but it isn't, because there's a lot of truth to the fact that my parents and my grandparents needed to save things. They were going through a depression and World War II, and things were scarce, weren't they? There wasn't a lot of goods to be had. But you know, the one thing they had was the internal goods. Boy, did they resonate with what was going on inside of them, which was a lot of humor, a lot of joy, a lot of connection, a lot of people coming over, a lot of fun. There wasn't a day that didn't go by where people used to visit. They were called neighbors. Remember them? There was a sense of internal abundance, even though there was external scarcity. And you know, we've come a long way. There's been a huge paradigm shift, hasn't there? Boy, do we have the goods, don't we? You can shop yourself into a coma. There isn't a stinking thing you can't buy. You can have it brought over from Morocco. It can come from wherever. You can have it instantly if you want it. But we suffer from internal scarcity, don't we? We're desperately seeking to be nurtured. We walk around in our loneliness, suffering from a lot of depression, because we don't know how to access the truths, the simple truths that my grandparents had going for them. I didn't have to wait for a card to come in the mail to tell me that somebody loved me. My Aunt Ignacia would come up to me. She would squeeze my cheeks till they were bleeding and say, oh, Saporita. Now we go to the store, don't we? We don't have any time to see the people we love, so we buy them a card. Your cheeks are as white as the driven snow. Your head gives up. God gives off an amazing glow. And someday, somewhere, sometime, I may show. Love you, mother. It's kind of a sad thing that we've gotten into this place where we really do not understand the value of what life is all about. But you know, I hope in the time we're together, maybe we can sort of resonate with some simple truths, some wisdom that we all have within us that really correlates to something interesting that's happening in the field of psychology. Dr. Martin Seligman is really looking at something called positive psychology. Truths we all know, inner strengths that we have, that we really don't pay attention to because we've gotten into a situation where we're always talking about it isn't enough, and we're always sort of looking at how we have become the victim. I didn't get that because mother didn't breastfeed me enough. I'm really upset. There are over 47,000 abstracts on depression something like 43,000 on anxiety, 407 on joy. What does that tell you? We're not looking at what we have, but what we don't. And I hope that we can really start to look at who and what we are and how we got to where we are. All of you in this room have survived your own lives. How did you do it? You didn't do it because you didn't go to the mall. You didn't do it because you didn't get enough pizza last week. There's a lot of things that have happened to you because you have inner strengths. And a lot of that inner strength comes from surviving your own life. So let's begin to look at some of these so we can all increase our ability to have an amazing life. I don't know about you, but I want an amazing life. Don't you? Yeah, I don't want... I want an amazing life. I don't want to go around thinking, oh, God, oh, God. I can't have any fun today. I don't think I can. Things are bad. Oh, God, it's awful. What's going to happen next? Things will be worse next year. The economy is awful. Oh, God, the economy. Well, guess what? Things have always happened, and they will continue to happen. And see, if you have the mind of a pessimist, you will often think of the worst possible scenario to drive yourself insane and disturb yourself continuously. Now, I was very fortunate. I had a set of grandparents. Here they are. Aren't they cute? Look at them. Look at them. There's Francesca, and there's Lorenzo. Now, you can kind of tell just by looking at the pictures which one was a pessimist and which one was the optimist. Francesca always looked stern, like she needed a laxative. A lot of squeezing going on. My grandfather, Lorenzo, you can see he had that sort of bemused look, like, isn't this ridiculous? He was always ready to break out the wine, get the pasta. Every afternoon he had to have a little wine, I'm going to sit here and have my little wine and read my newspaper. She couldn't stand it. Lorenzo, why are you drinking the wine in the afternoon? You know what happens, your eyes get very little. His eyes were little already, it didn't matter. It's interesting, though. Optimism is a fabulous way to access wearing your party pants. And that's one of the simple truths that I want to share with you. You know, in studies on optimists, and we all have to have studies, God forbid, what would we do without a study? Optimists actually have better moods, they have a higher success rate, and they have better health. They have found that they might even live up to 7 years longer. Pessimists are accurate, but they don't live as long. And you know, optimism isn't about being a Pollyanna. Pollyannas are ineffective and passive. No matter what's happening, it's okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. It looks like you lost a leg. But you know what? It's not a problem because you have another one. Oh, your family's dead? No problem. I know someone that can rent you theirs. The difference between optimists and pessimists is really what's called an explanatory style. An optimist really is not necessarily a realist, you see. According to Susan Taylor, who has researched optimism, realists are more sort of in touch with depression. You don't want to get too realistic. really is upsetting.